And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here along with me, and we have a great show in store for us.
We sure do. Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon.
Yes, and thankful for the sun today. We needed moisture, but it's nice to see it.
The sun
melting.
Is always beautiful here. Right after it snows, with blue skies and bright sun, I love it.
It's wonderful. Well, we have some great guests today. We have our friends from CAVI Incorporated, the Better Business Bureau Northern Arizona Campus, Arizona's Neurosurgery and Spine, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming wide worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and we have some incredible guests today. And Robert, you're here to introduce our very first guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone. Our first guest today is from CAVI Incorporated, Clay Camaro. Welcome to the show. Sounds like a movie star, doesn't it? Yeah, well, he kind of is.
Yep.
He is with us, with the Prescott Chamber member, for sure.
There you go.
Well, Clay, tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into Cave Incorporated.
So we're pretty much new here, my family and I. We're Californians. I know that's not always the best thing.
That's all right. Everybody comes that way.
But we moved here last July. I'll tell you a little bit about my business in a bit, but I had a business out there that I sold, and my wife and I just kind of got tired of the concrete jungle. And our kids were at 8 and 11 at the point where they had experienced the city life, and why not give them a shot to experience something different? So we literally sold everything. I sold my business to my partner, our home, and we moved, and we're starting over again.
I think that's the way to do it, especially with the kids. You know, it's a good place to raise a family.
It's really been awesome so far. We're really loving it here.
Nice.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company.
So I've been in logistics for over 20 years, kind of grew up in the business. My old man had a trucking operation in Los Angeles and managed a shippers association. So after college, I kind of went to work with him. And then when he got to retirement, he had decided to sort of spin off the different divisions to his partners. And my sister and I started what's called third-party logistics. So that's what I was in Los Angeles. And what I've decided to do this time is a little different. Instead of doing the operations side myself and the licensing, my love in life is truly sales. So Cave is an agent for multiple carriers, multiple logistics companies out there. And essentially, we can do anything from parcel, LTL, truckload, rail, and over the road, as well as we have an international side. We can bring in containers from Asia and even less than container load. So if you're not importing a large enough product to fit in a container or enough pallets, I can actually manage the all of the logistics associated from the door of your factory to the door of either your facility or to your end user client.
Wow, that's a big job.
It's a cool job.
For you,
And it's, day is different. Every day is absolutely different. You're constantly dealing with challenges. It's a bit of a puzzle, but it feeds my ADD, so I thoroughly love it.
Yeah, I know people that are in the logistics business like that. Truly, like you said, just said that you just love it.
I do. It's either in their blood or it's not, they say. And then through that, we've got a smaller division that does chemical distribution, mostly to paint and coatings, abrasives type of thing. And recently, we started touching on the promo and marketing side. That's a really small part. But our biggest background, because of my background, is logistics. And my wife's my partner in it, which has been a lot of fun so far. It has its challenges from time to time, but she's a great supporter, so it's been a lot of fun.
So Clay, with the type of business that you do, what kind of businesses are you looking to partner with? What is your best partner?
So that's the cool part about what I'm doing now is there's not a specific size or niche per se. I mean, I have clients from someone who just started a business and ships once a quarter, all the way up to one I'm negotiating in Chicago right now that's got $4 million in revenue in LTL, which is a really significant account. When you get to that size, we have a whole department where you can outsource your management or your transportation team, essentially. And within that, we can do cost analysis. We can, every month we get together and discuss, hey, here's where your warehouse guy shipped things. If your customer really doesn't need that tier one carrier, we could save you some money with a tier two carrier. It might be an extra day in transit, but at the end of the day, you can save sometimes 15 to 20% between tier one carriers, tier two, or tier three. We're not really a specific, there's not a specific size for us. And with the parcel division as well, if you're just shipping onesie twosies here or there, small boxes, that size client doesn't matter either. If you're big enough to have your own rates, we can onboard you and still do the cost analysis. And if you're not big enough to have your own rates, then you utilize our rates, which most of the time saves people money, depending on their size. So,
wow. This is, for a lot of businesses, this is a really important part of their business.
It is.
And so I really appreciate you coming on board with the Prescott Chamber and having these services. But you just mentioned that you're working, it sounds like you can work all over.
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. I like to describe it as if the Willy Wonka movie, the Wonka Vader, up ways, down ways, sideways, always. So freight doesn't necessarily need to originate here or destinate here. We can do anything, everything. We have full fulfillment and pick and pack services too. So if you import something but you don't have a large enough warehouse to handle it all, we can bring it into our warehouse. And if you send us a PO for specific products, we can pack it and ship it out to your end user directly as a service as mm-hmm. well.
Well, I know that the crate, the international, is it crate, not having it filled, that's a big thing.
Yes, not having the container filled mm-hmm. for a lot of people out there. There's a lot of clients out there that will sort of hold on to the order long enough to fill a 20-foot or maybe a 40-foot container. And in reality, you don't need to do that often. If you have enough lead time, you can ship down to one pallet. It goes into a CFS warehouse, and then it gets consolidated, put on the ship, brought here, and then reverse logistic. It goes back to a CFS warehouse. So instead of port to port 14 days from say, like Shanghai to Long Beach, for example, you might be looking at about 18 days after all the warehousing and whatnot. But if your buying terms are such where maybe it's 50% on board the ship and 50% when it arrives, well, it's kind of a free loan for the extended period of time that it's on the water. You're getting to save that money, and you're not having to put too much out front ahead of time to fill a container. So we have that ability to do that as well, along with air freight. We also have air freight services.
And you mentioned rail as well.
Yes.
And we have access to rail in this area.
Yes. Rail used to be like a pretty derogatory phrase in the old days, but they have really improved the infrastructure in rail. And in today's market, if you're going to major metropolitan areas, Chicago, New York, and whatnot, you get there pretty quick on the rail, and you save yourself a few bucks. The market today is, because of COVID and the backlog in China, it's really kind of goofed up today. But if you look at pre-COVID times, you could save anywhere from $300 to $600 on a truckload if you were running rail over versus a single driver over the road.
And thank you for sharing that. And how is that backlog looking? Do we have any end in sight?
There's a little bit of an end in sight. We're going into the Lunar New Year very soon here. Due to COVID, and we don't hear a lot of reports in that area in terms of how it's going, but from what we've been able to see, there's a lot of factories that will remain open during the Lunar New Year, not only for the backlog, but also to help prevent the spread of COVID throughout the area. So where usually people that work in the factories, they take the 2 weeks off to go back home and visit family, this year we're understanding that they're not necessarily going to do that. So we're hoping that that will help with the backlog of actual orders needing to be produced. Empty container backlogs, which have ended up on the West Coast and the East Coast pretty drastically, should hopefully get picked back up or should be put back into order after the Lunar New Year. That's what we're hoping for. And that should ease down all the backlogs internationally and domestically. Not suggesting it's going to end it, but there's a chance where it might ease some of the tension in the market.
Wonderful. I know that's been a big thing. I've heard that a lot. Well, we have just a couple more minutes, Clay. Do you want to give our listeners your contact information and share any last thoughts?
Yes, probably the most important part. So
yeah.
we're actually based up in Chino Valley, and our phone number is 928-237-5588. And our website is www.CAVINC.com. So there's two I's in there. And we named the company after my father's last name, Camaro, and my wife's grandfather, Vidal, both men who struggled and came from very little and created legacies. So there's a whole story on there. You can check it out. It's kind of cool, but that's what CAVI is. So again, www.CAVINC.com and 928-237-5588.
Well, Clay, we're so happy to have you as a Chamber family member now.
Thank you.
And we welcome you.
Thank you.
We welcome everyone from all over. I originated from Michigan, so moved here 4 years ago now. I can't say that I'm a newbie. I'm now an official Prescottonian.
That's
so.
Right. After a year, you're good.
Yeah, there you go.
After a year. Until July.
So you got July. But we're so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
In our most sincere congratulations for your opening of your company as well.
Thank you.
Wonderful. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing for you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today is Prescott Chamber Day.
And you know what I'm going to say. Every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
And we're rocking it out with one of our awesome ambassadors and a great partner of ours. And Robert, you get to introduce her.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon, everyone. Our next guest has been around for a while. And I would think everybody would know who you are. But for you folks out there in Radio Land, it's Marilyn Huffman from the Better Business Bureau. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're so glad that you're here. You kind of went through the snow to get here, kind of.
I did, but I made it.
The roads are in good shape and the sun's out, so we're good.
They are. They're taking good care of the city.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Marilyn. You know, kind of what you kind of do with yourself, your family, where you're from originally, before we dive into the BBB part.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm originally from Phoenix, born and raised, but I spent pretty much every summer up here in Prescott at UCYC and at my grandparents. They had a little place up here, and so spent a lot of time in Prescott, so it felt like a second home. Mm-hmm. When the opportunity came up, I took it and moved from the BBB office in Phoenix up here. And I've been serving this community since then, and I absolutely love being here. I love being involved in the music scene. It's a lot of fun. I love hiking, the Dells. My husband calls them his Dells.
His Dells. Oh, see the guy that I see out there all the time.
I'm sure that it wouldn't go over well with many people.
Going through the gate, yeah.
But yes, we absolutely love Prescott and our community, and it is my pleasure to not only be able to live here and have fun here, but to be able to serve the community and give back. So I really love it. And yes, I am a proud Prescott Chamber ambassador. It's an amazing program to be involved in, and I love it. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know a few years back you were chair of it and did such a great job leading the volunteers. But you live by your mission. You do a great job with helping others and being a big asset to the community. And we greatly appreciate you. So what is the Better Business Bureau?
What is the Better Business Bureau?
I bet you get that question a lot.
Well, that is a very good question, I think.
Well, I think when people think of the BBB, they think of a place where people go to complain. It seems to be like one of the number one answers. But honestly, that's very, very, very small part of what we do. Mostly what we do is we offer education. We work with our community to connect people, business to business, and also business to consumer. We offer consumer education. The consumer is not always right. That's hard to hear. But there are things that a consumer can learn to protect themselves and to be better prepared to know what questions to ask, just as a business can better protect themselves and learn how to market themselves and do things in an ethical way. So that's really what the Better Business Bureau tries to do in our community, is build trust between the consumer and the business so that we have an ethical marketplace where we can work together.
I love that. And how did it come about where people would think of you as the complaint center, if you will? How did that come about?
Probably the Better Business part of it.
Yeah.
I think it's because originally it was like ad review. So originally, way back in the day, over 100 years ago, it was, you know, those crazy medicine doctors that would offer you this amazing elixir that will take away all your aches and pains. And people were getting taken advantage of. And it was just really not good. It was not healthy for the community because people would lose money. And just overall, it was negatively affecting these little towns. And so this is kind of how we got started and how we came about. And then, of course, it evolved into this. So I think that because that is how it got started, that is what people assume.
You're right.
But the whole point of us is preventative maintenance. So trying to help you before there's a problem, giving the warnings, letting you know what's going on out there, working with the Federal Trade Commission. As far as some of the big people we work with the FBI, we work with the Attorney General's office, but then we also work with you, the chambers, because you guys are huge sources of information for our community. And so we need to be able to protect our community and provide resources. So that's why we're here.
I was just thinking, it's so nice to see you in person.
I know.
I haven't seen this lady. She's and we are such great partners. And I know the information that you have shared with us that we've been able to pass on has just been fabulous. And, you know, we've been able to in the past, and we will in the future, put on events together to help educate. Because I think that's key for everyone, both the businesses and the consumers.
Absolutely. And that is one thing that BBB, I think, does really well, and that I love that they are always bringing home to us. Our CEO is always reminding us we don't have to be the experts in everything at the BBB, but we do need to know where people can go. And so that's definitely been a big thing for me when they come up here, is being able to direct them to the right people. And that's, it's my pleasure to be able to help with that.
Yep, to serve. And she does have a great voice, too. We've heard her sing as well. And so that's pretty awesome. You have anything coming up that you want to share with our listeners?
So a couple of things. I brought with me information. We are seeking nominations for our Torch Awards for Ethics program, where we celebrate ethical companies in our community. It's something that we do every year, and we are accepting nominations through Monday, February 1st. So if you have had a great experience with the business, normally we just want to complain about something, but instead of doing that, let's try to thank a business and maybe put it out there that they really did a good job or went above and beyond, and recognize them in our community. If you're interested, you can just go to bbb.org to nominate that business. And then I've also been warning people about the economic impact payments that are coming via the mail. Most people, if they did taxes online or had their refund direct deposited, then you would get it in that way. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people get checks mailed to them and things in the past and things like that. And this year, they decided, the Department of Treasury decided to send out cards. And that has been a little confusing for people, and, of course, an opportunity for scammers to try and get your personal information. So just be on the lookout. If you get an EIP or an economic impact payment via a debit card, you want to verify that it is right and true, you know, before you give anyone information. If someone calls and wants to get that information from you, or quote-unquote help you transfer that money to your bank account, I would say hang up and give us a call. We'll help you out with that one.
There you go. That's really good information. I hadn't heard about that one. So
it happened to my husband. He got a card in the mail, a Visa card, and it was one of those situations where you kind of wonder, should I throw this away? Should I cut this up?
Right.
And one of my coworkers, if it hadn't happened to her, and her husband stopped her and said, wait, before you cut it up, let's check it out, make sure it's real.
Right.
Sure enough, they're sending checks to some people and they are sending cards to others. It's just kind of at random.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
so be aware.
There's always scams out there, unfortunately. Yes. Anything else going on?
There's always something going on with the VVV, isn't there?
Yes.
We have lots of education and classes. We are currently in the middle of our BBB Empower program that we are now doing every year, partnering with GoDaddy. And it is open and available to businesses in our area for training. So entrepreneurs that are wanting to get a head start, get some education, find out information in areas that maybe they're lacking, then that is available through this program. And it just got kickstarted a few weeks ago. They're in process. It's amazing. It's really neat. And then one program that we had happen through 2020 to help our businesses through the tough time was the Main Street Matters program. And that was a Main Street Matters grant program. And I'm happy to say that in our area that I serve here in Northern Arizona, we handed out over $20,000 grants to businesses. And it was purely through donations, sponsorships from certain companies, and then even staff donating, other people, individuals. Like, I would just share it online. And if people wanted to donate, they could. And it was just a great way to give back to our community and try to help out these little teeny tiny micro businesses that have one person or two people and really just...
Which is quite a few in the Prescott area.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and think about like the Navajo Nation. I cover Navajo County. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. That's an area like that too where we were able to help out there. And it's just, it's amazing what you learn about your community and mm-hmm. and how much these little businesses help mm-hmm. in our community, but they also can be very quickly
affected
by something like this. So to be able to help out like that was pretty amazing.
We experienced that with the Save Our Bars campaign as well. And I'll tell you, you know, the small businesses is something that we really, our hearts go out because they kind of miss some of the other opportunities just because of the where they're at. So thank you for that. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that that really served our area. And for our listeners, contact information before we run out of time, I want to make sure they know how to get a hold of you.
Sure.
And why they might want to get a hold of you.
Sure, absolutely. So you can give us a call to find out what kind of upcoming education we have, what type of benefits that we have for businesses that are out there. And then, of course, consumer education, if consumers have any questions. And when I say consumers, a lot of our calls are businesses that are also potentially being taken advantage of because business scams are prevalent. The chamber itself has called me a couple of times and mm-hmm. said, is this invoice for real? Mm-hmm. Because it's true. You do. They're just, mm-hmm. they're constantly trying. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it slips through the cracks. So you can give us a call at 928-772-3410. Or you can visit us online at bbb.org and check us out there. We have lots of great information.
It sounds like, thank you for that. It sounds like you get your best information from the consumers, like what you just identified. So I guess I would say to the listeners, if you feel like it's a scam, call you.
Absolutely. I tell people it sounds silly, but trust your gut.
Yeah.
It really is there for a reason to mm-hmm. tell you mm-hmm. that this, you know, if there's warning bells going off, if you have red flags waving, whatever it is, if it just doesn't feel right, whether you're signing a contract, whether someone's talking to you face to face, whether you're reading an email online, if it doesn't feel right, hesitate, pause, take a deep breath, take control back in the situation, and understand that anyone pushing you to act now is probably not on your side.
I always remember the phrase, if it's too good to be true, it usually is not.
That is something that I feel I say quite often. It's so true.
We have about two more minutes. Is there anything else that you can share with our listeners?
Yes. So we also have a lot of scholarship programs that we do throughout the year. And one that we are looking at closing up right now is the Ethical Cadet Scholarship that we just had. And we are also looking at doing, again, our Ethical Athlete Scholarship here in the future. The one that is happening right now is also ties in with our Better Business Bureau award nominations for the Torch Awards. And it's an ethical scholarship for students, and they can write an ethical essay. They basically talk about a situation that maybe they came across in their teenage life. So it is open for freshmen through seniors in high school. And they talk about a situation that they came across. For example, the winter that we had this last year, it was his friends calling him and saying, hey, I figured out a way that we can get this movie online without paying for it to watch it. Yeah. And he hung up and he was all excited. It was a movie he wanted to see. And he's like, and I was so excited. And then I thought, that doesn't sound right, because everyone else, like, he was looking online at all of the Netflix, Amazon, everything, and it was supposed to cost $19.99. And he thought, well, why, how are we getting this for free? How is this happening? So he called his friend back and found out that it was something on the black market. Just not available. It was something that should not have been done. And he really thought about it, and he called and said, you know what? I'm not going to participate in this. But thank you for the offer, you know, but I just don't feel right doing that. And with that example, he got himself and several of his other friends to say, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to participate. And those are hard decisions to make early on in life. Mm-hmm. We've all had those moments, I Absolutely. Think, growing up where we had to make that decision. And some of us maybe made the right one or the wrong one, depending on the year, the mood we were in, who knows?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
live and learn. Mm-hmm. But that's what we want to highlight with these Ethical Torch essays, is kids that have had to make that tough choice and done a good job. Mm-hmm. And so if you're interested in that, you can absolutely contact us or visit online bbb.org and find out more info.
Wonderful. Well, Marilyn, thank you for being an incredible partner with the Prescott Chamber.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you so much. Thanks so, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store. Schedule a convenient curbside pickup. Or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The storms that hit northern Arizona left plenty of snow on the roads.
The U.S. National Weather Service in Flagstaff is reporting between 15 to 25 inches of snow fell on Prescott Sunday night to yesterday afternoon. Prescott Valley has received about 14 inches, while Chino Valley received about 15. Meteorologist Mark Stubblefield says the problems the storm caused will linger.
There's been quite a bit of snow up here, so the road departments have done a very good job maintaining and clearing the major roads. Now comes the task of clearing the secondary roads.
Stubblefield says the chill will also remain.
Partly cloudy skies, quite cold temperatures across the area. Prescott right around 40, down in Cottonwood, 46 degrees. Need to emphasize the cold temperatures. Wednesday night into Thursday morning, temperatures are going to be quite cold.
Another storm is expected to move into the state tomorrow, but this one will be fast moving and is expected to leave by Saturday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Bright sunshine today, clearing the roads, chilling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy 25. Then highs near a partly sunny 50 tomorrow, back to 41 with rain and light snow showers Friday and sunshine Saturday. A sunny 49 Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, dipping to a partly cloudy 26 overnight, warming back up to 55 tomorrow, 51 Friday and Saturday, with those Friday showers, a sunny 58 Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it is Prescott Chamber Day, and we are having just a great time enjoying just life right now.
It's a great Wednesday at the Chamber of Commerce, isn't it? And at the radio station. We're having a great time here. We have a great member coming up who's a fairly new member to the Chamber of Commerce, I know. Dr. John Spitaleri from Arizona Neurosurgery and Spine. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, John. Kind of where you're from, you know, how you got here, maybe a little bit about the family before we
dive
into all the good stuff.
Well, my wife and I grew up in the same small town in South Jersey, located about halfway between Philadelphia and Atlantic City on a straight run. We've moved around a couple of different places. We moved to here about 4.5 years ago. My wife was quite taken with the area, And she actually found her dream house, and I really couldn't deny her the dream house.
So. There you go. And you were in Arizona, too.
Yeah.
Northern Arizona is a little bit different than New Jersey.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, Massachusetts, so I kind of know that.
You know, certainly area. At nighttime, this place is lousy with stars. You just look up, and oh, man, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, how did you get into your field?
It was a condition of my parole.
Oh,
no.
I'm like, oh.
So
I didn't see that coming.
Unfortunately, when I was in the third grade, I had a run-in with a Siberian Husky and wound up getting stitches on the side of my head. And being fairly curious, my father had a bunch of anatomy textbooks from when he went to Syracuse after the war. So I started reading through the anatomy textbooks because I was curious about these stitches on the side of my head. You know, there's something very important there. You know, am I going to be in trouble later on? So I started reading about the brain in the third grade. And just something, a curiosity for me.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it stuck. And within short order, when I went to go get my stitches out at the family doctor's office, part of the conversation, you know, so what are you going to be when you grow up? A brain surgeon. I had no idea what that meant. All I know is that when I got the stitches in the ER, they kept saying, should we call the brain surgeon? So I guess that was sounding pretty serious to me. And when Dr. Wallach, my family doctor, asked me, you know, these words came out and it stuck ever since.
Wow. That's an amazing story. It's amazing to me how in your young years you can really start to think about where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that was it for you.
Yes.
How's the Husky doing? back then.
Long since passed away.
I imagine so. Well, wonderful. Well, tell us about your practice.
So we're located really close to the West Campus here. And primarily see spine patients, although I do see brain patients as well, acting more as a clearinghouse than as a brain-type surgeon. There are brain procedures we can do up here. I can take out some brain tumors. I can take care of some blood clots, for example. But things like an aneurysm or brain tumors that are located at the bottom of the skull, what we call skull base, those patients are better served down in Phoenix at a university setting. And I have a few neurosurgeons down there that I'm acquainted with that I get my patients to rapidly. There are also some spine cases that I just cannot do here. And again, I send my patients down. Probably my most favorite type of case is to do a spinal cord tumor. That's very meticulous work, and you have to be very, very focused for that. And you need a very special set of equipment to do that. But unfortunately, I don't have that here. This is a very rural setting. But again, I'll send my patients down to a couple of guys in Phoenix. And they take very good care of my patients. And I also have it set up so that I know it's a long way back and forth. So when they're done with their surgery, they can follow up with me instead of having to travel all the way back down again. I mean, you're talking an hour and a half, 2 hours one way if there's no rock slide, if there's no fire, if there's no car accident, because there's really only one way to get down there. So I offer them that service to come back up, and I'll, if I have to take out their stitches or order another x-ray, CAT scan, MRI, whatever, I keep them here. This way they don't have to travel as much.
That's great. So you kind of do the follow-up work and the ongoing afterwards as well.
Sure. But we are doing fusions here, and we are doing brain surgery here. So I put hardware into people's necks, into their backs. One of the cases that I'm kind of fond of right now is what we call vertebral augmentation. We have an aged community. And unfortunately, as we get older, things change inside mm-hmm. our bodies. And one of the things that we worried about is the bones getting soft, osteoporosis. We all know about people breaking hips, and it's a big operation to fix that. But a lot of people don't realize you can break your spine as well. You can break your back. And what you see is, with osteoporosis, is a compression. The vertebrae actually shrink rapidly in size from even minor trauma. And this is just as painful as breaking your leg. except not everybody recognizes that this was a fracture. So what I do is, through an incision that's about 3/16 of an inch long, so we're talking minimally invasive surgery here, I stick a special device inside the vertebrae, and I fill that vertebrae with glue, or cement, as we call it. And that immediately stops that pain from making that patient's life miserable. And believe me, they are miserable while they're suffering through this. Now, if you wait long enough, that fracture will heal and your pain should go away. But sometimes we have patients who've been suffering for 6 months or more with this fracture. It just keeps getting worse and worse. It keeps compressing down to the point that it's very flat, what we call vertebra plana, but you would say, well, it looks like a pancake to me. And these patients suffer silently because no one can figure out why they hurt. Just a plain x-ray, and we'd know, oh, look, they have a compression fracture, and I can take care of that. I can fix them. I can get them out of their pain.
That is amazing. And I also want to just thank you, because I always feel honored when a doctor comes on the show, because we know that you do very important work. So I just really appreciate you being here today and sharing all of this. How would a patient know when to come see you? What would be a good sign?
So some patients will have, if we go almost like we're doing a neurological examination from top to bottom. So if patients or their family members notice, for example, that they're becoming weak on one side, but in a slow process, over days or weeks or even months, okay? Sudden weakness, sudden face droop, we think a little bit differently. Oh, let's think about a stroke there. But a slower onset of weakness over days to weeks, we start to think of maybe something going on, pressure on the brain of some sort. Now, this could be from a chronic blood clot, what we call a subdural hematoma or chronic subdural hematoma, but it could also be from a brain tumor. Most patients, brain tumors, they grow slowly enough that they don't realize they're having symptoms until something bad happens, like a fall or a seizure or even a car accident. Frequently, someone will be driving, somebody who has a brain tumor, and if they have their first seizure while they're behind the wheel, that's the first time they know that they have something wrong. If you go a little bit lower down into the neck, of course, any sharp, sudden neck pain that's producing pain, numbness, or tingling shooting down the arm, that would be an indication that we have to take a look inside, maybe with more than just an x-ray, so a CAT scan or an MRI, and then get them over to the brain surgeon to see, is this something that is just from muscle spasm? Is this a structural problem from chronic arthritis? Is this a herniated disc? Same thing with the low back. And frequently I have patients who will bend over and not be able to straighten up because of spasms suddenly come on. Or they were working, moving something, a refrigerator or some furniture, and a couple of days later, they suddenly have severe back pain and pain shooting down the leg. That shooting down the leg or down the arm, what we call a radiculopathy, that's kind of a flag for us to look into more and maybe do some additional imaging and get that patient in to be seen by me.
That is very interesting. We've got just a little bit more time, but I want to make sure that we get your contact information out there for our listeners.
Sure.
So that's really important.
Sure.
If you can share with us your phone number, website, you've already kind of shared your location, but I want to make sure.
Yes.
This is very interesting.
Yes. So our phone number here is 928-447-7463. And you can remember it easier by 44 spine, S-P-I-N-E. And then our website is all one word, azneurospine.com.
Wonderful. And you've been here for 4.5 years and you're building this practice. And
yes,
we are so appreciative of you to be here because we need you.
Well, it's nice to be needed.
Well, with our population,
busy?
You know, there's probably
agree.
There's a lot of older spines.
Yes.
And folks that have probably not done such a great job on their spines in their younger years. So I guess that kind of catches up with you.
It does. Time will catch us all, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us what's the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Oh, wow. I mean, so many times you have a patient come back in, especially after, for example, the vertebral augmentation from the vertebral compression fracture, And you see them initially, and they are just in miserable, horrible pain. And then after the surgery, they come in to get their stitch out, and they look as bright as anything. And you know you've helped that patient. I've had a couple of subdurals where the patients were nearly comatose and literally probably minutes away from dying. And just from a very small incision and what we call a burr hole on the side of the skull, and they recover. And it's like it's night and day. You literally have snatched them away from the jaws of death. That's got to be it.
Wow. Amazing. And anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I hope that everybody in this time, especially during the pandemic, use common sense and do yourselves all a big favor and stay healthy. I don't want anybody else getting sick. It's awful going and having this unfortunate disease of COVID. Please stay healthy.
Well, we thank you for joining us here today on the show and also for joining the Chamber family. And if there's anything we can do besides paint your office or your house, as we talked about off-site, we just want to thank you for being a part of our community.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, it's been a great day for us.
Absolutely, Sherry. Good afternoon, everyone, once again. Yes, it's been Chamber Day, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
It's been a couple of wild couple of wild days with the snow and everything, but sure is pretty now.
Yeah, we just want to thank our city, the city of Prescott, and all the workers.
They've done a super job. It's like some people complain about it, but it's like, you know, just be patient. It takes time to do all these things. And
yeah, and this was a crazy storm because it kept going for 3 days, you know.
Yeah, I thought I was back east.
Constant snow. But we have some great things to talk about, Robert, and we're starting to see some things grow on the calendar, but you have some things to share there.
Yeah, there's a few things on the calendar events. A lot of things are online, so folks, just get on our website at www.prescott.org and just click on community events and you'll see what's going on. And just a reminder, we do have a gift certificate program available at the Chamber of Commerce, and this supports all our local businesses in the downtown area and beyond. And those gift certificates in a beautiful little gift bag and an envelope in $10, $15, $25 denominations, and they're good for a whole year. So support our local businesses. Give me a call, 445-2000, or get online and get some information about our gift certificate program. Finley, Toyota, GMC, and Buick has been kind enough to support the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Courthouse Lighting in 2021, believe it or not. You can win a Buick Encore, 2021 Buick Encore, and that supports our courthouse lighting. Just give us a call on that or get online at prescott.org for information on that. The tickets are only $10, and the drawing is going to be held March 12th, so we don't have a heck of a lot of time. So I would say chances are pretty good, and you're supporting this year's courthouse lighting ceremony.
Absolutely. And I noticed that you have something else listed there. What else do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I just have some information about, you know, if you want information about getting the vaccine for the COVID-19, just get on the website for the Yavapai Health Department, which has been great, super supporter from the beginning of this COVID thing. And their website's www.yavapai.us/chs/home. And you'll see the COVID-19 clicker. Just click on that, and it would tell you exactly where you can go. And you do have to make an appointment, so you do need to get on that website.
Absolutely. And I know our hospital and all of the folks that have been treating our COVID patients, we just want to do a shout-out to all the frontline workers, our nurses and doctors. I know that
they've been working.
It's, you know, been a full year now with this pandemic.
Yes, it's hard to believe, isn't it? It's like, man.
It is.
So thank you all for working so hard at the hospitals and all our frontline supporters and frontline folks.
Absolutely.
Including us. I guess we're frontline people too.
There you go.
But I'd rather have my doctors and nurses get the vaccine before I do, for sure.
Absolutely. And we also have a resident who is creating a fundraiser. He actually wants to buy gift certificates to help our firefighters.
Oh.
And then he does want to help our nurses and doctors. So go to prescott.org. You can support those efforts too.
Right.
And it also supports our local businesses as well. Keeps some dollars right in.
Absolutely.
And we just want to thank you all for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.